Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the H2 FY25 earnings conference call of Premium Plast Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh Nalawade from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Premium Plast Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Chetan Dave, Managing Director, and Mr. Amar Parekh, Professional Director. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Dave. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Ganesh. Good afternoon, everybody. It is our pleasure to welcome you to FY25 earnings conference call of Premium Plast Limited. We extend our gratitude to all of you for taking the time to join us today. Your continued interest and support mean a great deal to us. At Premium Plast, our mission has always been rooted in delivering high-quality, precision-engineered plastic components that cater to the evolving needs of our customers across multiple industries. FY25 has been a pivotal year in our journey, one marked by solid financial performance, strategic diversification, and meaningful progress in sustainability and innovation. To briefly introduce our company, Premium Plast Limited is a tier-one supplier of automotive components serving two major commercial vehicle OEMs and others. Our capabilities span through the design, manufacturing, and supply of plastic parts for exterior, interior, under-the-hood applications, and many such different types of components using injection and blow-molded technology. In addition to our strong automotive focus, we also manufacture industrial plastic components, packaging solutions, etc., allowing us to serve a wide spectrum of industries. Our manufacturing operations are supported by three state-of-the-art facilities located strategically across India. These locations allow us to stay close to key industrial hubs, ensuring delivery efficiency while optimizing freight and logistics costs. We pride ourselves on the quality of our products and processes. We are ISO 9001, ISO 14001, and IATF 16949 - certified. Our production lines are supported by robust quality checks and durability testing to ensure that every product that is leaving our facility meets the highest industry standards. Now, turning to our financial performance for the year ended FY25, we are pleased to report that Premium Plast Limited has achieved a total income of 57.25 crores, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 22.57%. Our EBITDA stands at 12.4 crores, representing a growth of 20.81% compared to the previous year, with an EBITDA margin of 21.67%. Our net profit for the year was ₹6.45 crores, making a robust growth of 35.13%, and our net profit margin improved by 105 basis points to 11.27%. Correspondingly, our earnings per share, EPS, for the year FY25 stood at ₹3.38. We are proud to have crossed the significant milestone of 50 crores in annual turnover revenue. This year, this achievement is a testament to the strength of our core business, the loyalty to our customers, and relentless dedication of our team. FY25 also saw the successful launch of our new business vertical, sheet metal manufacturing. We officially commenced operations of a new facility located at Shiv Kuvereshwar Industrial Estate at Vasai, Palghar, near Mumbai, on January 27, 2025. This facility will support both internal component requirements and external market demand for industrial sheet metal products. We have started manufacturing components using various metals such as aluminum, brass, copper, and steel. This strategic diversification represents a major step towards our growth story and positions us to serve a broader set of customers across industries. In addition to sheet metal, we continue to expand our portfolio of high-growth products such as automotive bushing and EV-related components. We are investing in advanced tooling, especially for automotive molds, to strengthen our design optimization capability and align our product offerings with emerging customer requirements. Sustainability remains a key pillar of our business philosophy. We have made progress on multiple fronts, reusing residual plastics, operating zero-discharge units, and installing rooftop solar panels across our facility. These measures not only reduce our environmental footprint, but also enhance long-term cost efficiency and regulatory compliance. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about the opportunities in our core markets of automotive, industrial components, and specialized packaging. The demand for precision engineered components remains robust. We are well positioned to leverage our capabilities to capture greater market share. Our strategic priorities for the coming year include expanding our presence in existing and new markets by leveraging our diversified product offerings and deeper customer relationships, investing in innovation through a stronger focus on R&D, helping us stay ahead of evolving customer expectations, enhancing customer engagement through improved service, communication and support, aiming to build long-term partnerships rooted in trust and reliability, scaling our operations with facility upgrades, capacity expansion and adaptation of advanced technology to meet the growing demand while maintaining high quality standards. Our performance in FY25 reflects the success of our long-term strategic initiative and the operational discipline maintained across the organization. We remain committed to creating value for all stakeholders, our shareholders, customers, employees and partners. Before we open the floor for questions, we would like to take the opportunity to thank our entire team for the unwavering dedication, hard work and the support. We also thank our investors, clients, business partners for their continued trust and support. With that, we now welcome your questions and look forward to an engaging and insightful discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Praveen Sahuja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello sir, I'm audible.
Yes sir, you are. Please go ahead.
So my question is, could you provide insights into revenue contribution from EV related components and solar connectors in financial year 25?
So this is a new vehicle that is being launched by our customer, which is EV segments. So the components are again manufactured of plastic, but they are more physically suitable to use in EV based vehicles. So we are concentrating on their needs as per their design requirements and their component variation. And for solar, we are in a stage of starting up a new venture, which we will give the details soon.
Okay. And sir, your industrial plastic and packaging verticals have remained small. What is your strategy to scale this business?
Yeah, so we are already in talks with our existing customers. We are engaging with them in their R&D and design activities to bring new products into our portfolio and cater to them. As well as we are getting into alliances with new customers. We have signed some NDAs in the last two years back or something. They are also, their product prototypings are going on. I would not like to name any customers here, but we are in talk with multiple customers and we are likely to get orders. The orders should realize in this partnership.
Okay. And so my last question is, the automotive components continue to dominate your revenue. So how do you see the products mix evolving over the next 2-3 years?
So we are very optimistic. As we have said, we are increasing our ticket size for component pricing. And also the diversification in that product portfolio. We are looking at a very robust growth in this segment. And we will be continuing to grow in the similar fashion or even better, considering the number of projects we are currently handling for the future. So we look at a very good opportunity here, and we'll keep on growing in that segment.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening and thanks for the opportunity. I'm looking at the company for the first time, so I have a few questions. First is, when I look at your FY25 balance sheet, your fixed asset base has almost doubled from 12.5 crores to 25 crores. So, you know, what sort of capacity additions you have done, and with this expanded capacity at optimum utilization, what is the revenue potential that is possible?
Can you just come again? You are asking me that capital has doubled.
Your asset base, when I look at the balance sheet on your presentation, fixed assets, that number was 12.7 crores in FY24, that is 24.97 crores in FY25. So almost it has doubled from 12.5 to 25 crores. So, you know, where has the company invested? What sort of capacity has been created with this doubling of fixed assets? That is the first question. And the second question is, with this expanded capacity, what is the revenue you can generate once this capacity is optimally utilized?
So we need to really recheck your numbers. Comparatively, between FY24 and FY25, you're talking about double growth in capital investment. I need to really recheck the numbers, what you're talking. But,
Amar Pare, can you tell me, you are telling about it is fixed asset has been doubled?
I am looking at, sir, slide 28 on your presentation, and if you look at fixed asset number that is given there on the presentation, it is saying 12.7 crore has become 24.97 crores.
Slide number 21.
28, which is the balance sheet.
Hello.
Yeah.
So the factor of this machinery, which is bought from ITO.
Sorry, what is bought?
Part of it is for expansion purpose, machinery and ports.
Right. So, for, in what segment have you created this capacity? Is it sheet metal? Is it plastics?
Well, it is mainly plastic, and definitely some of it is in sheet metal. Our major business, gentlemen, is plastic, and we are already in a cycle of addition of number of extra components for newer projects with customers. And this was planned. That's how we came at the right IPO at that right time when we wanted to expand exponentially. And these have taken place in the recent month. And that those are going to be utilized in the coming 2 to 3 quarters. And it will show up in a result of the next year.
So what is the asset turn that you have on this investment? Like earlier with a, you know, 12, 13 crore fixed asset base, you were doing revenue, you have done a revenue of almost like 50 crores. So should we expect that this with this 25 crore fixed asset base, you can do potentially revenues of about 90 to 100 crores, or you will need to invest?
It doesn't happen within few quarters. It takes 2-3 years, right? Because
yeah, I'm saying at optimum utilization.
Yeah. So at optimum, so it will take a couple of years. Down the line, definitely we'll be doing those kind of numbers. But I'll not like to name an exact number, but yes, we'll be growing in these capacities which add up to our top line in over a couple of years, maybe 2 or 3 years. But definitely, yes. That is the right step which we have taken because we have orders in hand.
Got it. Got it. And these orders in hand are from existing customers, or you are adding new customers also?
These are mainly from existing customers. And definitely, new customers are coming in with some projects, so those will be later years. But currently, existing customers are main focus.
Got it. Got it. And similarly, on the balance sheet, this non-current investment of 10 crore, this is, I'm assuming, IPO money which has been parked for now. So in future, where are you planning to invest? Or for FY 2026, what is the sort of CapEx plan that the company has?
Yeah. So we are, again, on the same line. We are expanding some more operation in the existing plant, and that is how it has been planned. And definitely, in the year FY26, we'll be further expanding on those things.
Got it. Any numbers that you can share on terms of what sort of order book you have? Because you said there are a lot of new orders that are there. So any number you can share in terms of what sort of order book that the company has today?
So it is a see, these are projects which customers are just launching. So for the year, immediate year or immediate quarters, the numbers are never disclosed as openly as been. But yeah, the long-term project growth is quite promising. And those newer products out there are likely to do well in the year FY27 onwards in a much larger scale. So that will definitely add to higher growth numbers, much higher growth numbers.
Got it. Got it. And one other thing that I noticed is on your balance sheet is that your inventory number is very high. I've looked at a lot of auto component companies, but this inventory number seems a little high for that sort of revenue base. So for 57 crores, having an 18-19 crore inventory, what is the peculiarity in our business that we need to have such a high amount of inventory?
So we do a number of verticals in our business currently. So one is component manufacturing, other one is mold manufacturing. And these molds are expensive. So the mold invoicing period is generally gestation period is higher. So we are expecting, as I said, we were already in agreement with our customer for newer projects. So these molds will be invoicing next couple of quarters or 3 quarters or something like that. That's why the inventories are higher on those ones.
So are these molds for components that you will be making out of those molds in future?
For the customers in whom we are going to supply components in the coming new project. These are the same similar molds. Yeah, same molds.
Got it. Got it. So then what?
We'll be realizing the revenue.
Okay. So what happens is when you start supplying a new component, you upfront book the mold revenue, and or do you kind of book it over a period of the contract? How does it work?
It is generally when the component is approved, and so it is at the end of the project cycle, generally. Yeah. You sell them those molds. The property belongs to the customer. They invest.
Right.
So it is at the end of the development cycle where you invoice those.
Got it. Got it. Understood. Understood. And sir, within your automotive business, what is the contribution of commercial vehicles? Is that the main segment that the company serves?
So it's almost 85%-90% is our commercial vehicle. We are not into passenger vehicle business. That is strategically planned currently as of now. Because we are
and tractors?
Only the other segment. Yeah.
Sorry, and the contribution of tractors?
Tractor would be around 5%-8%, and then some other customers are there.
Got it. Got it. I see that in the awards that you have showcased in the presentation, there is a repeated mention of Daimler India. But in the slide on which you have given your customer names, there is no mention of Daimler. So is that Daimler was a? Yeah.
Daimler is still our customer, but we are having very few, one or two components being manufactured for them. Because Daimler is a very prestigious manufacturer customer again. So their award makes make us more proud also. So that's why it has been highlighted. But yeah, Daimler, we are strategically in automotive business or industrial business, you are required to be next to your customer in
Right.
order to grow multiple. So it is
Yeah.
not possible for a company to have plant somewhere down south right now. That's why we are not concentrating much on that customer. But yeah, in the future we might think so. We'll definitely give it a try. But currently Daimler is a very small customer, very small portion of our business.
Got it. Got it. And given that your plant is located very close to Eicher's Pithampur plant, is it fair to assume that VECV will be your largest customer? What is the
Yeah.
contribution of VECV? Is it like more than 50% or to your
Yeah.
revenues?
It is more than 75-80% almost. So,
Okay.
we is our company. We are their vendor since 30 years.
Okay.
And we are a core vendor team. So we have very long-term relationship and very strong. He's one of our very strong customers.
Got it. Got it. And how do you see this, kind of your efforts to de-risk contribution from a single client? How are you in the future? What are your plans for that?
So we are deleveraging. We have started an exercise. We are adding some more customers in this year alone, then next year again. So it will take the process. But if my customer is really good and I am getting more and more business, I would definitely continue doing that, right? So it's like,
Yeah.
and our track record with them is so long, 3 decades. So it has never been that we have really faced that kind of a problem. We have seen it all. So it's been like a great journey with them. We'll definitely be going with them in the future also. But yeah, we are present to that idea and we are already working in that direction. So definitely you will see next 2, 3, 4 years deleveraging happening. And we'll try to add more and more other customers again.
And when you're trying to add customers, this is again on the commercial vehicle side only?
It will be automotive, non-automotive, and industrial segment. Yeah, mainly these things.
Got it. Got
But
it.
yeah, in commercial, it will be mainly commercial. Mainly commercial or tractors.
Got it. Got it. Got it. Thanks a lot, sir, for patiently answering my questions. I'll come back if I have any more
Thank
questions.
you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yashwanti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Just in continuation with earlier question, I just wanted to understand who are your OEMs in the automotive sector and what's the product?
Can you be a little louder, ma'am?
Yes, sure. I just wanted to know who are your customers in the automotive OEM segment and what is the growth prospect coming from there? Are we the direct supplier to this OEM or through the tier one supplier of them?
We are tier one, ma'am, and we are having multiple customers. One of the major one being VE Commercial Vehicles, that is Eicher Trucks and Buses. And then there is TAFE Motors. Then there are Varroc Polymers, who is again, he is a tier one, for him we are tier two. So, but majority of our automotive customers are tier one customers. And as I mentioned to the other gentleman, we are also registered with Daimler. And we also are working, trying to work with some other commercial vehicle manufacturers going forward. And there is definitely a very good growth prospect with the automotive industry. And so are our going forward, our own prospects.
And so do we have presence other than OEM? Do we also find our presence in the replacement market also, or we completely
No, no, we are not strictly, because the OEMs and replacement markets don't go hand in hand. So OEMs is their butter business, so we don't want to enter that. And we are not proprietary manufacturers, we are supply development suppliers, so our design ownership lies with the OEM.
Okay.
So it's like only these guys, like
the patent is with them.
So if it's like, I'll just give an example. If you are manufacturing tires, like a brand, like some big tire brand, then they have their own brand as a replacement market to sell. We are not that kind of a brand of components. We are working on the design provided by our customers, right? So those ownership of designs lies with them.
Okay. And sir, as we are talking about our almost 85% of the capacity utilization, so when this new facility and a new...
Ma'am, your voice is really very low and breaking down.
Sorry. Am I audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as you see, there were plastic unit capacity is already running at around 85%. So, what is the way forward and when you change the new addition to add to the top line?
So, see, as we have added CAPEX, so those are getting operationalized right now. What we are talking about capacity utilization for the last year or so, whereby the new CAPEX has not really come into play at all. Now it will, it from this quarter onwards, we'll be getting those capacities for utilizing. So over next 2, 3, 4 quarters, we will see these new capacities coming into play, and those again will come to around, we'll be utilizing around 75 to 80% by the fourth quarter, end of fourth quarter in the current financial year.
Okay. Any other new products under the development stage where we can see rolling out in the FY26?
Yeah, as I had mentioned earlier also that yes, there are projects which are coming on stream right now, which was already envisaged in the last financial year, and those will start giving us some revenue in this year and definitely more revenue than FY27.
Okay. Any new client onboarding you are looking at?
Yeah, we are already in top. We are already getting registered with 2, 3 new clients. And that is happening. So, that is on in line with which we were, you know, working on.
So, that is in the automotive segment only, right?
So, there are some in automotive and some in non-auto industrial segment.
Okay. Considering the automotive segment, how much the normal automotive, that is the non-EV and EV, contributes to overall your product sales?
EV, you are asking?
Yes.
EV is just starting, man. Currently, it's all ICE, that is internal combustion engine based product. And EV is just starting, so it will contribute maybe in the coming few years, 2 to 3 years, it will be maybe, it might go up to 10, 15, 20% of our growth. But currently, most of the products are running for high segments.
Okay. So, do we have any presence in the export market, or it's not, are we looking into it?
No, we are not into exports market. We are not really looking at those revenues. Because our product categories and our customer categories are such that we are mainly catering to the domestic requirement.
Okay.
And India has a very strong growth story, so it is really makes sense for us to do so.
Very good. So how much solar is likely to contribute, and do we get any incentives from government having a presence in the solar segment?
You are talking about solar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are actually, principally, we are trying to get into this segment, and government is not helping to industry like us, but they are mainly helping people to install solar farms or solar rooftop solar panels.
Okay.
Industry is not getting any special categorization from government perspective.
Okay. And what guideline you would like to provide in case if you are comfortable for FY26 from the top line and the bottom line growth, and what is the outlook you would like to have for the EBITDA margin?
So we should be doing the same what we have been doing, similar kind of growth prospects for the coming year. and your maybe FY27 should have a little better. Yeah.
Okay. So around 22-25 on FY26 on the revenue basis?
Yeah. I mean, it's similar numbers as we have done in this current year. So I'd not like to really put a number to it, but yeah, similar to the current growth what we have done, what we achieved.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you very much for answering all my questions and wishing you the best. I'll join back in a few. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahesh Attal from Attal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Last phone call, you have guided that, you know, with the sheet metal thing coming up, we could see a rise in our EBITDA margins. So where are we on that? I mean, certain basis points, but I could see that there has been a reduction, some very small reduction only. But do you think that going ahead, the sheet metal thing will be adding to our margins? That is my first question. Second question, by end of this year, do you think sheet metal, what kind of capacity utilization you'll be able to do there, and how much of that would be captive?
So, primarily, hi, first of all, thank you for your question. Primarily, we have entered this segment because we were buying a lot of captive sheet metal components to be used in existing components. We make value-added and complex parts, which are sometimes not only plastic, but combination of metal and plastic. So in that sense, we got an opportunity, and we invested in this segment, and definitely it has added to our bottom line. And going forward, we look forward to definitely growing in that segment too, and then individual component manufacturing too. But currently, the CapEx are only planned for our plastic business. And going down the line, yeah, we may enter into some sort of new customer and new products lines, only, you know, specifically for sheet metal. But yes, current our CapEx lines are all mainly for plastics, not for sheet metal. Some very minuscule amount might go in that direction. But yes, currently we have already invested in that, and we are getting the benefit.
Sir, one more doubt I have. Let's say aftermarket. So you, when you told that you are like, you know, the design is with the OEM, so you'll not be able to sell this product in the aftermarket, what I understand.
Yeah.
But I just want to understand, let's say there's the exterior automotive components are privy to damage in this kind of commercial vehicle.
So the OEM sells that. I don't sell that. It's their bread and butter.
Okay.
I supply them.
OEM will.
I supply them the spare parts.
From you, and then it will.
Yeah, yeah. See, if you understand, sir, it is an ethical thing, right? If I own a brand, then I can supply to anybody. If I am not owning that brand.
All right. I don't have any problem there. I just want to understand. And what kind of wear and tear generally happens in this exterior and interior automotive components? How much of market do you think is there available aftermarket? Like, let's say there's a vehicle running on road.
Yeah.
What could be the wear and tear? Just trying to understand the picture there.
So generally, any good vehicle, the exterior parts or interior parts are designed, catered for a certain kilometer to run. No, normally, then the companies provide warranties. They have tested these parts, and we also tested, helped them test these parts. So they have certain kilometers. Every company has a different range, and every company, you must have seen in passenger vehicles and every other vehicle that there's 2-year warranty, 3-year warranty. So those is a period where you are 100% sure nothing will happen on its own. Vehicle replacement, part replacement starts when there are some minor accidents, some major accidents, things get damaged. Then the replacement is faster. But, I mean, it is much prior to then, the life what is committed. Normally, most of these components, they go through very high, you know, number of years without getting damaged. And that is how they are designed. So ideally, some components, yeah, like if you ask me in a vehicle, the electrical parts, like lamps and everything, they conk off much faster than the other components. In plastics, there are some assemblies which will wear out faster, but again, it's not like, within a few thousand kilometers. So generally, they are designed to last for a longer period of time. Only thing is, wear and tear causes some parts to be replaced much earlier than the some of the parts which may last up to the whole life cycle of the vehicle.
Sir, mera question, I now, I just want to understand the market also for this thing that you are doing. So main aapse Hindi mein hi puchunga ye cheez. Sir, अभी क्या हो रहा है? Generally, you see that commercial vehicles moving to plastic parts काफी ज्यादा आ गया. Fuel tank is plastic. Under the hood, there are lot of plastic parts. And then there is that light commercial vehicle में अगर आप देखते हो, एक वो कुछ air passage होता है जो वो भी plastic का ही होता है. अब ये सब चीजों में क्या हम we are working on it and whether this OEM, the particular OEM to whom we are supplying, have we done any update there? Because that OEM also has got fuel tank and all this of plastic only.
फ्यूल टैंक एक बहुत ही स्पेशलाइज्ड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एक्टिविटी है जो करंटली हमारे प्रोस्पेक्ट में नहीं है. हम कर सकते हैं बट इट विल रिक्वायर एंटायरली अ डिफरेंट साइज ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट एंड एक्सपर्टीज. वी हैव द एक्सपर्टीज बाय वी कैन एम्प्लॉय आवर टीम एंड वी कैन डू दैट. बट करंटली वी आर ऑलरेडी इन एटलीस्ट 8 to 10 डिफरेंट सेगमेंट्स ऑफ प्लास्टिक मैन्युफैक्चरिंग. इंटीरियर, एक्सटीरियर, अंडर द हुड, स्टीयरिंग व्हील्स, एयर इंटेक सिस्टम, लोगो, ब्रांडिंग, लॉक असेंबली, ब्रेक ऑयल टैंक, क्लच ऑयल टैंक, यू नेम इट सर. वी आर इन वेरी वैल्यू एडेड कॉम्प्लेक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एक्टिविटी. सो वी आर ऑलरेडी गेटिंग अ लॉट ऑफ ग्रोथ फ्रॉम दिस एरिया. सो फ्यूल टैंक और सम अदर प्रोडक्ट विच वी आर नॉट इन, वी वुड जनरली नॉट एंटर विदाउट अ श्योर शॉर्ट, वेरी हाई ग्रोथ प्रॉस्पेक्ट काइंड ऑफ सीनारियो. वी हैव नॉट अबैंडन दिस आइडिया बट या करंटली दे आर नॉट इन अवर लाइन ऑफ इमीडिएट डेवलपमेंट.
सर, यू विल बी एबल टू मेंटेन योर एबिटा एट दिस लेवल व्हाट यू हैव डिलीवर्ड इन द लास्ट टू फाइनेंशियल ईयर्स, और यू थिंक दैट देयर इज अ ग्रोथ पॉसिबल ऑन दैट आल्सो?
सिमिलर लाइन वी at maintaining this right now. There may be some growth, but not immediate year, maybe next year also. We are not sure, but yes, we definitely able to maintain that. That's what we are working hard towards.
Because the
But overall, top line will grow and accordingly numbers will grow.
Why I'm asking you this is because the plastic, specialized plastic thing that you do itself is a very huge market in after sales.
अगेन आई
बहुत बड़ा मार्केट है आफ्टर सेल्स में. आप नहीं कर रहे हो, आई अंडरस्टैंड. फॉर योर ओएम यू आर नॉट डूइंग, बट व्हाई कांट यू स्टार्ट योर ओन ब्रांड? आर यू थिंकिंग टू स्टार्ट योर ओन ब्रांड?
सर आई एम टेलिंग यू, यू नो अ प्रोप्राइटरी सप्लायर, देर आर 50 सप्लायर्स इन इंडिया वर्क प्रोप्राइटरी. यू आर कॉलिंग दीज कंपनीज लाइक MRF, कंपनीज लाइक बॉश, कंपनीज लाइक TVS ग्रुप ऑफ कंपनीज. These are the guys who are investing like thousands of crores in these technologies, and they are huge giants. Now we don't, I don't try to reach there, but if I talk like that, I am unrealistic. We are being realistic.
But you are not getting your USP. You are there for 30 years.
But sir, I got plenty full of work. My number.
You have cracked the one of the finest OEMs in this country.
Who, sir?
You have cracked one of the finest. You have supplied to one of the finest OEMs. When you
that
means
we are steadily
maybe
growing.
You will be competitive with all the players. That's what I want to understand. Why are you looking at that direction also?
No, we are not looking at aftermarket. See, aftermarket, again, I'm telling you, for plastic components, for a OE tier one doesn't exist. He enters in an agreement with the OEM that he will not sell in aftermarket.
That is
so
okay, but not for that brand, maybe for other brand. You can start your own brand always, right?
If any brand who is investing in these tools and technologies, they will not like any tier one to get into directly sell into.
Don't you think, sir, this will restrict our growth to that OEM's growth?
No, no, because see, there are some ethical issues here, right? And we
but we'll be dependent, no, sir. Our business unke growth ke upar depend ho jata hai na.
ऐसा नहीं है तो ठीक है ना सर हम उसका फल भी मिल रहा है ना सर वी आर ऑलरेडी गेटिंग दैट फ्रूट एंड नॉट फ्रॉम टुडे और टुमॉरो यस्टरडे और डे बिफोर इट इज फ्रॉम 30 इयर्स इट्स आवर स्ट्रॉन्ग कमिटमेंट टू ऑल आवर कस्टमर ओईएम या इफ वी वांट टू एंटर इन सम ऑफ आवर प्रोडक्ट लेटर वी मे एंटर विच विल बी इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ दीज थिंग्स देयर विल बी सम डिफरेंट प्रोडक्ट कैटेगरी
ओके बिकॉज आई वाज जस्ट रीडिंग अ लाइन सो आई गॉट टू आई मीन When the roads were all full, I took a flight. So, why don't you take a flight rather than taking the road? That's why I want to know. Ki after sales
sir,
is a good market.
Our business model has really worked for our company and we are looking good growth in coming 2, 3, 4 years. So, there is no need for us to think very, radical. Sir. And we are entering into some businesses where we are doing some proprietary kind of, patenting work. That is under pipeline. I will not like to disclose anything. But yes, there are some products which we have already planned.
Now I'll take my question in another direction, sir. So when you crack this OEM, which is the biggest thing in this country, one of the biggest ones, why? What is stopping us from going to others?
No, we are not stopped. It takes gentlemen. It takes.
Let the other guy asked.
Sir,
doing only two components.
To build one plant, to enter into an OEM, to build on their business, it's a process. So it's a slow and steady process. Yes, now our growth line, our customization will be much faster than what has happened in the past because we have now got better funds, we have got better technology with us, our better team management, everything is improved. So we definitely doing much faster than what we have done in the past. But yes. We are looking and we are doing. We are going in that direction.
All right, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the
queue. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Pritesh Vora from Mission Street India. Please go ahead.
Sir, many congratulations. You are up to the mark as promised. I just want to understand that. Is your sufficient pipeline because your growth rate is about 20%, your margins are about 20%, and our PE is just a 10. So I just want to understand that we have sufficient pipeline and we can continue to foresee about 20%. And in fact, at this size, we may have to grow at 30%, sir. So why we are not able to grow that and at least assure us that next 3 to 4 years, you will continue to grow about 20%.
No, we are sure. We are definitely getting in that direction. I mean, the whole CapEx plan has been done because we have already got some new projects coming up with customers, new product lines. And that is how the whole idea is. So, we don't see any hiccups continuing what we have done. And surely we'll be continuing to grow in next 2 to 3 years or 4 years, maybe better also than we planned. I don't see any.
And what will be the growth driver? Is it the sheet metal business or plastic metal business?
No, the plastic. As I said to the previous gentleman, sheet metal is definitely one of the backward integration projects. Yes, we will definitely be trying to enter into some new customers and that is already on the pipeline, on the card. But plastic is currently our major business for making, which we will be definitely.
Sir, can you highlight what are the assets we have got? How many molding machines? How many blow welding machines we have got in
so
plastic and what we have?
We have 30 machines and present 32 machines. And out of which around.
That's the injection molding machine.
Yeah, injection and blow molding.
Injection and blow molding both together.
Yeah.
So and how you are growing this population?
Yeah, we are growing. So we see ourselves reaching a target of 40 or 50 machines in couple of years down the line.
Couple of years.
I would not like to really give very clear details here because doesn't make sense. There are certain restrictive things for our competitors and all. So we have growth plan and we already started doing this CapEx cycle started
And sir, the kind of whatever project you are saying, 8 to 10 component you have won, you already won for a longer term duration generally whenever a product comes to you. Generally comes for a short term or a longer term duration? How long is the duration?
So it is normally if a tier one vendor like us is there, normally it is a lifetime component.
Okay. Unless so when the contract is won, it is a lifetime. I mean,
you are turning out to be bad or the customer itself goes bad. OEM is not in good position or their product fails. Sometimes it can fail also. Be the best of the company, some product might fail.
Okay.
But more or less, the orders are for a very long term. So only might vary. But the orders are for long term.
Okay, understood. Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jatin Chawla from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for giving the opportunity again. So wanted to understand within VECV, they are, you know, doing both into medium duty trucks and heavy duty trucks. So where are we present largely? Is it only on the medium duty side or heavy duty side? How where is our presence?
We are across the platform, all platforms.
Okay. And they recently entered, I think, SCV with an EV vehicle on the 300,
yeah,
3 to 3 and a half tons.
Small vehicle, yeah.
Yeah. It's a small SCV, small commercial vehicle. So, yeah. 3 to 3 and a half tons. So, we are present on that also?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. When I look at our historical numbers, margins went down from 17% to 11% between FY21 to 23. So what was the reason for the same?
COVID,
because our revenues saw very strong growth from 28 crores to 45 crores. Despite that, margins went down.
They were not going down, but they were lower. On the account that worked was COVID, there was a lot of cycle of, you know, uncertainty towards the commodities during those years. So a lot of people had taken a hit. The raw material prices went exponentially. It is for almost 6 to 8 quarters, twice price. And also the management was a bit difficult during those days. There were closures, there were more downtime sometimes due to absenteeism, etc. And then we realized that, okay, that time our ticket size was also smaller per component pricing in that case. So we realized that we need to work on that, and we worked on that in last couple of years, and that result is for you to see. So we have increased the ticket size, we have improved our efficiency, we have trained our workmen better, our management has improved overall.
Got it. And typically with our customers, what is the sort of RM, volatility for pricing? So do you pass it with a lag of a quarter, 2 quarters? How does it work?
So generally, 1 or 2 quarters on either side, it works out. It is spread, unless the result is very bad on either side, the contract is signed once in 4 months or something. And otherwise, if it is very, very bad, then 1 or 2 quarters, they are upside or downside, both sides, it is taken care of.
Got it. And typically, because there is such a large investment in molds, wanted to understand, typically for your components, what is the value of a mold? Let's say you are supplying a part, and typically these parts would have a life of 7-8 years, you know, depending on the product cycle. So if the value of the contract over a 7-8 years is, let's say, 100 rupees, then what is the value of a mold typically to that 100 rupees?
Again, molds are... We make 1 gram small parts to 4 kg weighing parts. So these are very small parts to a large part. The mold costs are varying drastically. So molds can cost from anywhere between 1 lakh rupees to 1.5-2 crore rupees. And plastic being very lightweight and cheaper material, the relevance of part cost and mold is totally incorrect. Because sometimes the mold may be very expensive, only making 2 rupee part.
Okay.
So that relativity is very difficult to establish because molds are expensive, very expensive, and they last for a very long life, anytime between 10 years, 15 years, maybe 20 years at times, or maybe more.
Got it. And can they be reused, or that they are like very part specific, so cannot be used for any other part, for any other client or anything?
It is one mold, one part. You can't change
it. One mold, one part. Right. Right. Got it.
Very, very highly engineered manufacturing practices. You are very specific. You are customized.
Got it.
It's not one size fits for all kind of business.
And sir, on EVs, the focus is going to be on lightweight plastic parts because, EV lightweighting is a major factor there.
Generally for intercity kind of use, so generally the size of vehicles is going to be smaller. Larger trucks with EV or large buses, there is a bus segment which requires a lot of EV things are coming up, EV production lines are coming up for the buses, city buses. And those segments, the part size can be larger. But those volumes are going to be a challenge, It will take some years before it really gets to much higher commercial in terms of top line and bottom line.
No, I meant from your perspective, is the customer really demanding lightweight parts and then you have to focus on how to make lightweight plastics and things like that?
No, that's correct. So current EV, what we are doing is smaller vehicles, so the part size is not very small, but just medium to medium and large. Not extra large, but medium and large size.
Got it. And sir, are you based out of Mumbai or Indore? Because I would like to come and meet to understand the company a little bit more in detail.
I am at multiple places I travel, and our team is there, so you can contact Kirin and Dez to the necessary
team. I'll reach out. Thanks a lot.
The next question is from the line of Mahesh Atal from Atal Investments. Please go ahead.
I see that there's a lot of growth that has happened in the automotive components, which is fairly okay. But what has been the case with the industrial and the molded packaging, because I don't see any growth there. So what do you want to tell that, going ahead in 26 and 27, where do you see the growth in these two areas?
Sir, first of all, there are customers in each of these specific segments, right? So if my automotive customer is much faster growing, then that's where I put the money, right? You will put money in our company because we are growing compared to our peers. So not in our segment, but any other sense. So the thing is that wherever we get growth, we go first there. It's very, very obvious that if automotive is outpacing everybody else, then definitely that is the line we want to be more in. But yes, our capabilities are there where we can cater to any customer. See, sir, if automotive is offering me 10 crore in turnover, and some packaging is offering me 20 lakhs, I would definitely went to automotive because I'll be spending so much time convincing the other guy. By the time I'll be, exponentially growing it. So it is all the industry-based, scenario-based cases, case by case. If not packaging, if production is really different, you will don't mind jumping into that. But currently automotive is a flavor, so it is giving, yes, industrial we are doing some more and more work, and that is in pipeline. Coming financial year, definitely will be much higher turnover from that segment.
And sir, all these three verticals enjoy the same kind of margins, or they are different in the different areas?
There is a difference in that. Some margins are little tighter, but automotive would be on the larger side, yeah. The industry. In automotive, there are multiple type of tiers in terms of component selection. Some components may be not giving you that kind of margin, some components give better margin. And that is entirely upon your skill set and the component complexity. So it is a very complex working, because there is no generic thumb rule.
From this OEM, do you get a data that, like, let's say, whether that particular order that they have given, whether it is going and fitting in the vehicle directly or it is for the aftermarket? Do you get that data?
Yeah, yeah. Those are very clear, crystal clear.
So what percentage of what percentage of the revenue of FY25 was went to our OEM for the vehicle, and then what went to for the aftermarket?
Aftermarket is generally very low. I don't have a number to it, but it is much minuscule compared to the OEM.
So let's say out of 49 crores, how much that would be?
I mean, in terms of any number, I would not like to put, but it is very, compared to the main manufacturing, it is much lower, much, much lower.
Okay, basically you are not getting any aftermarket thing.
We are getting, but the numbers would not be so high, that's all.
Okay, but that is what will reflect in the numbers, right? Because if you would have got it, it would have reflected.
I don't have the numbers right now with you. You can provide later.
All right, yes. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ganesh for his closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Premium Plus Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Thank you. Thank you everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Kiran Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.